Well, I'd appreciate your prayers again this afternoon. Lord, I bless these times that we have together. I have a thought this afternoon. I believe it's a simple thought. Probably won't keep you long. But I'd like to think about the idea of potential. Potential. I remember hearing about that word in school and learning in physics and so forth about potential as potential energy. Potential energy, you can see it in several different forms. Examples would be given to us of you have an object that's up here and there's potential energy to it that if released from whatever is restraining that potential energy, the potential energy acts upon it and becomes kinetic energy. But it has the potential to be acted upon. It has potential energy, though it's at rest. In archery, a bow that is drawn back, there is potential energy in that string, in that unit of the bow. There's potential energy that whenever released, it takes action, it takes flight, and becomes kinetic energy. You know, I believe the Lord today looks beyond what we see and sees potential. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that the Lord is able to look beyond what we see. It's easy for us to think many times of the why nots or the why it can't be or the why things are the way they are. And I'm reminded of a quote, if I can get it right. It went something to the effect of, some men look at the way things are and they ask why. But the speechwriter or the writer said, I look at things that have never been and say, why not? Well, there's a difference between that. You know, it can be easy for us to look at our circumstances, at our situations, or somebody's circumstances, and say, why? You know, the Lord looks where it seems like there perhaps is no help, no hope, and the Lord sees potential. And the Lord is able to turn that potential into something that is usable. Ezekiel, the 37th chapter. Ezekiel 37 says, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley. And lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. And he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and I will bring flesh upon you, and will cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. The scriptures that follow tell about that exact thing happening. As he prophesied, and the Lord breathed into them, he prophesied to them, and they came together in the form of a living army, and the Lord breathed into them the breath of his spirit and they became a living army. The Lord, looking at that though, he asked Ezekiel, can this happen? Can this be possible? And Ezekiel, I don't think he had a whole lot of confidence in it, but I believe he had confidence in God enough to say, Lord, you know, if you're asking this, Lord, I sure wouldn't want to venture out and say it's not possible, but it sure looks like to me there's no way. It sure looks like, as I look at it with my eyes and my understanding and my experience, that I can look on it and say, there's just no way. It's just not possible. The Lord has given us the ability to reason. The Lord's given us the ability to look at observations around us, the way things have been. But you know, the scripture says with men, Jesus saying about a specific case, with men, this is impossible. You're right. This isn't possible with men, but with God, All things are possible. I'm thankful the Lord is able to look past again what we see, and He's able to see the potential. He's able to see what could be through His work. You know, in our lives, there can be places where we doubt. There can be places where past experience would cause us to wonder if it's really possible. Which the enemy would try to discourage us maybe and say, you know, you've tried this before. You know, you've endeavored to change this about yourself before and it's never worked. And you know, we can get discouraged and just almost settle in to think, well, I'm just going to have to accept, I guess. This is just the way I am. But I would to God this afternoon that He would inspire our faith to know with God all things are possible, that there is potential, that the Lord is able to take and work with. You remember the man that was lame for many years, 38 years, I think it was. You read about in the 5th chapter of John. He was at the pool at Bethesda and he had tried over and over and over again to get to the place where the help was. And he failed. He wasn't able to. And Jesus came along and he asked him the simple question, do you want to be made whole? And his response to it was the reasons why it wasn't possible. I can't. Because every time I try, there's this limitation, there's this restriction. I try to get there and I can't because something is stopping me. But that wasn't what Jesus asked. He asked him, do you want to be made whole? Because Jesus looked on that situation and he saw the potential. He saw what was possible in that case that that man himself didn't see. Lord, help us that our faith not be hindered, but that we realize with God all things are possible. We can get into a place where we get so unsure whether something's possible on our behalf that we might not even ask, that we might not even seek for it to be so. But the Lord wants our faith to be strong, to realize those circumstances and those situations that are impossible to man are possible with God. Those things that we've intended, that we've tried, and I remember as a young person, I don't know if young people have changed since when I was a young person, but I remember having my ups and downs and struggles and battles, and I remember going to meetings at times and the Lord would deal with me about something and conviction would come and I would have this battle within. I just don't know if I can. I've tried before. I've tried getting victory over this thing before and I just don't know if it's possible. With God, all things are possible. By the working of His Spirit, all things are possible. Jesus said, if thou canst believe, there may be some things that are keeping that potential energy, if you will, at bay. You know the Lord is able to remove those situations. Mark the 9th chapter. Mark 9 and 22. The parents of a child who was possessed or had a dumb spirit, they were telling Jesus oft times, it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. It wasn't a matter of if Jesus could. But he said, if thou canst believe, these things are possible. I'd like to look at the 18th chapter of Jeremiah. Get a picture of something that's always been interesting to me to observe. And that is the picture of a potter. You know what potters do. They turn dirt into something useful. Well, there's a little more to it than that. But they take dirt. They take worthless dirt, clay. And they look at it and they see the potential in that clay. I remember my grandpa, some of you may have known that he liked to carve, Grandpa Dale Doolittle. And he did some pretty impressive carvings in his life. And I came to him one time, "Grandpa, will you teach me how to carve?" Well, he was very willing, got me a block and set about, and I had visions of being able to carve the kind of things that Grandpa had carved. He said, "Clint, it's real easy. All you do, what do you want to carve?" "Well, I want to carve a duck like you have over there." "Well, Clint, that's easy. All you do is you remove all the stuff that didn't look like a duck." And it didn't help me much. But you know, somebody that has the ability like that can look at a block of wood and see the potential. Not just see what it is in its current form, but can imagine, if I apply my skill to that, I know what that can look like. Perhaps you've had experiences yourself, whether it's real estate or people have a knack for repurposing items. They can go to a junkyard or somebody's garage sale or something on the side of the road, and a lot of people just pass over it and say, that's worthless. I'm getting rid of that for a reason. I don't want that in the house. That's two 1970s or two whatever the case is, and somebody else will look at that and see the potential. You know, if I did this to it, if I repainted it a little bit, whatever the case is, you know, I can see that being in my house in this particular setting, and all it needs is a little of this care and this attention and this work being done to it. Walk through houses. Remember, we bought a foreclosure that needed some work done to it. You don't look at it just as it is in current state. You have to look at it as what it can be with some work applied to it. Well, this talks about in the 18th chapter of Jeremiah, the potter who takes this worthless, shapeless, purposeless clay and goes to work on it. "Arise and go down to the potter's house. There I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels." Now, as they're working with the clay, it doesn't always become immediately evident what it is that they're making. As they're applying pressure and getting some water and squeezing and molding, and you'll see the clay rising up out of their hand, and they continue working with it and working the stiff places out of it and making it more pliable in their hands. All the while, they have a vision in their mind of what I want this to be. Of what this is going to become whenever I'm finished with it. You know, I believe the Lord has a picture in His mind for every one of us. And not just every one of us, but I believe every soul. The Lord has a purpose and a plan. And where we may look and say, that's a hopeless case. Can you imagine, how are they ever, and all the reasons can rise up in our mind, well, they'd have to do this, they'd have to change that, they weren't ever raised this. You know, it is a blessing to be raised in a godly home. It is not a prerequisite to salvation. The Lord can see the potential in somebody that is as ignorant as the scripture says of the men of Nineveh. They knew not their right hand from their left hand. They were ignorant of the things of God. But the Lord looked on them in that state and looked beyond their ignorance and beyond their sin to see the potential that there was. Well, thank the Lord that He, believe, has done that for every one of us that are saved. Because the scripture says that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. It wasn't whenever we got to a point that we had measured up and cleaned up to a degree that now He counted us worthy of the blood. But He died for us in our pathetic condition. because he saw something. And he sees something in every soul. And I want us to take away from the thoughts this afternoon the need for our faith to be inspired for ourselves, for those places in our lives that would perhaps seem difficult, discouraging, or impossible. And also that the Lord would help us that our faith would not waver concerning His ability to save to the uttermost. I'd like to look at a scripture over in Ezekiel, the 16th chapter. I believe illustrates this as well. Ezekiel 16, and beginning with the third verse. And say, well, let's start with the second. Son of man, cause Jerusalem to know her abominations. And say, thus saith the Lord God unto Jerusalem, thy birth and thy nativity is of the land of Canaan. Thy father was an Amorite, and thy mother a Hittite. And as for thy nativity, in the day thou wast born, thy navel was not cut, neither wast thou washed in water to supple thee. Thou wast not salted at all, nor swaddled at all. None I pitied thee to do any of these unto thee, to have compassion upon thee. But thou wast cast out in the open field to the loathing of thy person in the day that thou wast born. You see the picture that it's painting here? I remember whenever my sister was born, 11 years after me, it was an exciting time. Looked forward to it and counting down. My mom tried to prepare me and all of that, but somehow I wasn't prepared to see my little sister looking in the shape she was, don't tell her, but looking in the shape she was 30 seconds after birth. I expected somehow this cuddly, smiling little baby like I saw and expected of, I don't know, 1 month old or something, and that's anything but what this little bluish red baby in front of me looked like. You know, the Lord is saying here to the children of Israel, they who had wandered and strayed from Him and from His ways, He painted it in this light. Well, of course, whenever a child is born, they need to be cared for and swaddled and loved and cleaned, and that's part of the joy of having a newborn baby. But it says here, that didn't happen. You were left in your filthy condition to the loathing of your person. But it says, when I passed by thee and saw thee polluted in thine own blood, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. Yea, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. I have caused thee to multiply as the bud of the field, and hast increased and waxen great, and thou art come to excellent ornaments. The Lord is able to take that which is uncomely and that which is ugly and despised, and the Lord is able to take it and clean it up and beautify it because He sees the potential. Because He looks beyond just the current state of an individual. And I suppose that's why I'm here today. Because the Lord looked on me and saw and still sees the potential. Those cases that would seem impossible. Scripture says a living dog is better than a dead lion. Because there is hope while there is life. While there's still breath, there's opportunity. So Lord, help us to pray, to carry the burden, to not give up on those who look out of reach, those who may look like they have calloused and shut themselves off the hardest. Don't give up hope. To our lost loved ones that look beyond our reach, they may be, but they're not beyond God's. We may not be able to get in there and touch Him. We may have exhausted everything we know to do, but don't give up hope. Because the Lord is able to take what seems to be impossible, what seems to be hopeless. The Lord sees the potential. Whenever I think of stories, think of testimonies of a young man who was headed down a bad path in life, I don't remember all of the story, all of the testimony. But he began hanging around the church building in Hammond, Louisiana, and observing and hearing some of the services that were going on, and something touched his heart. The Lord got a hold of him and saved him, and the Lord used him, and his name was Brother Lewis Kimball. When I think of stories of Brother Mark Sammons, not so far from here, that the Lord found in his sinful, bound, addicted condition, and the Lord reached down and delivered him from darkness unto light. You see, I came on the scene whenever I knew Brother Sammons. I didn't know a young man named Mark who was in that kind of bondage. I saw the work after the Lord had done the work. And it's hard to imagine. Brother Larry, I knew him again in his latter years. So it was hard for me to grasp a Larry Abbott, who at one time was on the verge of taking his own life, who was bound by his own testimony and vices, because I saw the result. I saw what happened after the fact. There are stories yet unwritten. There are testimonies yet untold. There are people that the Lord is looking on right now, saying, I see the potential. I have a plan for that individual. I have a purpose. Folks, we don't know. We don't know, but while somebody walking down these streets, the Lord wants to call to be a, you fill in the blank, in His body. That the Lord wants to be the next Brother Kimball, Brother Mark Sammons, and you probably have your own names and your own testimonies that would come to your mind. Well, Lord, help us not to pull back, not to shrink back in doubts of what God is able to do. His arm is not shortened that He cannot save. His ear is not heavy that He cannot hear. If we observe the wind, you know what we'll do? Or what we'll not do? We won't sow. If we observe the conditions as they appear to our eyes, we'll stop short and say, Lord, you bring to my door. You know, this is the kind we want. Lord, you bring to my door somebody that's knocking and they know right from wrong and they know what to do and they've been trying to measure up and bring forth fruits, meet for repentance, and all they just need somebody to pray with them, and they're ready to go. You know, there are some people that are stuck. There are some people that are dirty. Some people that are defiled. There are some people that don't know their right hand from their left hand. Every one of us are called to a different place. But every one of us will cross paths with people such as those. Lord, help us not to look at them as impossible cases. Not to look at them and say, oh, what a shame. But to look at them and realize they could be, Lord, they could be used mightily of you. They could be writing their own book, From Darkness to Light 2.0. Lord, you're able. And for us to carry that kind of burden and that kind of love, and as the Lord gives us opportunity, that we'd let them know there's one that's able. There's one that has a plan and a purpose for your life. There are so many people that are just shiftless and purposeless in this world that don't know why they're here. They live for the next chance to go to the gambling boat. They live for the next... That's all their life consists of. There are people in this very... There are people around the world who are in darkness. Such spiritual, gross darkness. But you know, you don't have to go to the other side of the world to find gross spiritual darkness. You know, there are people right around us that we might would be amazed, shocked, to find out how little they really know of right and wrong. How little they really know of what it means to live an upright life. We don't have to go. If the Lord calls you, go. But it doesn't have to be to the other side of the world. Lord, help us to also see the potential that the Lord sees in others, and to be able to share that good news with them. What with God is impossible, what with men is impossible, is possible with God. Lord, help us to realize the potential, to realize what God can do in our own lives, in those places that we feel like we're up against a wall, and I don't know what to do, and it looks like there's no way through. Remember, it looked the same way to the children of Israel. Remember, the sea that stretched before them looked just as impossible as any circumstance you and I will face. Yeah, the Lord saw the potential in that Red Sea. The Lord looked down on it and He saw a path right through it where they yet saw none. And the Lord made a way. The Lord made a path as they did their little part. The Lord met them and the Lord opened that path through the Red Sea that He saw all along, and He made a way. Do you believe the Lord's still parting seas? Do we believe the Lord is still answering what seems to be the unanswerable? Doing what seems to be the impossible? The Lord wants us first to be living testimonies of that very fact. However small or great it may be, we can't go back and recreate our testimony, nor should we want to have a testimony like a Brother Kimball or Brother Sammons. You know, that's a trap that the enemy has gotten some people into. They'll hear a testimony like that and think, wow, what a testimony that'd be. All I can say, I got saved as a little child. And boy, if I could go out and experience that and then come back. And so few ever come back. Folks, we don't have to go there to have a testimony. There are places in our lives that were impossible that the Lord saved us from. And there are cities before us yet. Those of us who are saved and sanctified, there are cities in the Canaan land that without the help of the Lord are unconquerable. That will not be able to really possess the land like the Lord wants us to. The Lord wants us to be that living testimony of what the Lord has done in our lives. Thank the Lord that He sees the potential in each of us. You pray for me.